ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 14. Don't be like this. Today we have two great expressions.、はい、and I say this every time, but...
そうですね。でも they are.
They really are.
Yes, yes.
And I particularly like the ones that come from, like, that have the Japanese Buddhist origin.
Ah.
Today we have one of those. And the other one's not bad either. So, again, in this series, we take two Japanese idiomatic phrases, we break them down, and we show you the kanji that makes them up. Each one is made up of four kanji characters to kind of give you some insight into the way Japanese people reason and think. This is quite a fun series.
Hi.
And I often find myself using these when I'm out with my friends.
Oh, かっこいいですね。
まあ、頑張ってますけどね。But it's really interesting when I say it because they all kind of do a double take.Huh? Where did you learn that? And so, again, after listening to these, try them out with your friends.
ぜひ使ってみてください。
Definitely try and use them. Okay, on to the first one. Sakura-san, what do we have first?
前途多難。
To be in for a lot of trouble up ahead. One more time, nice and slow.
前途多難。 前途多難。
Now, let's take a look at the four kanji characters that make up this phrase. Sakura-san, first one.
前
In front.
と
Way.
た
Many.
難
Trouble. Now, inside of this four kanji character compound, there are two kanji character compounds. Let's take a look at the first two character kanji compound.
前と
Which means, in one's own way. The second one.
多難
means a lot of trouble.
はい。
So when we put them together, we get?
前途多難。
What do you think, Sakura-san? Do we use this one a lot?
I think so. It's used quite frequently, I think.
In conversation, on the TV, in books.
そうですね。We use it in conversation as well, actually. 前途多難。ああ、前途多難だ。
Things are looking not so good.
So...
Yeah, but when you said it, I could really vision it. Like, you just think about all the things that you have to do to get to your goal.
そうですね。
And it's just so many.
Yes.
Now, the good thing is, there's an opposite expression.
Ah, yes. 前途洋洋。
And this means?
Have a great future ahead.
Or?
Promise well.
Now, what's interesting here is, the character, yo, what does this mean?
Ocean.
So we have this character two times. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
So think of two oceans and you get the kind of, you can envision something very wide.
Yes, wide and open and nice.
So the future's wide open.
Yes.
Not a lot of trouble in your way.
そうですね。
Now let's talk about the usage. We're jumping back to the original phrase.
Okay. 前途多難。
How is this used?
As a na adjective, like 前途多難な
Something, something.
Or something は前途多難だ
So much like the phrases in the previous lesson, it can be pre-nominal. So modifying a noun.
Yes.
In cases where it modifies a noun, the noun usually means to start. So you can kind of visualize when you're starting out and you can envision the goal. First, and then after you envision the goal, you kind of imagine what it takes to get there and everything it's going to take to get there. So can we have an example?
前途多難な出発
So a start with a lot of trouble up ahead. How about another word for start?
前途多難なスタート
Which is the same thing.
Yes.
A start with a lot of trouble up ahead. Let's take a look at a few sample sentences.
飛行機の出発が5時間も遅れ前途多難な出発になった。
The departure of my plane was delayed for 5 hours. It was a rocky start. How about another one?
ガソリンの値段がさらに上がった。自動車業界は前途多難だ。
The price of gasoline was raised again. The car industry has a lot of trouble ahead. And last one?
やっと問題が一つ解決した。でもまだまだ前途多難だ。
I finally took care of a problem, but there's still a lot of trouble ahead. Okay, now on to our second phrase.
はい。他力本願。
To rely or depend on others.
他力本願。他力本願。
Let's take a look at the phrase character by character.
他
Other.
力
Power.
本
Real.
願
Wish. Other power, real wish. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds inside of this four character kanji compound.
Tariki.
It means powers by others. But, Sakura-san, it has an original Buddhist meaning.
Hi.
Can you tell us that?
The Buddha's power.
That seems like a lot of power.
ね。本当。
The second two kanji character compound is?
本願。
Now, this literally means real wish. But we're going to go to our Buddhist expert, Sakura-san. What does it originally mean?
It means the Buddha's wish to make the people go to the paradise.
So when we put it together, this expression is originally the Buddhist word or phrase, which means people go to paradise by the power of Buddha. So you're going to paradise by the power of Buddha, who's this other entity. So it came to take on the meaning to rely on others without making any effort.
Hi.
So it's kind of like you have a free pass.
そうですね。
Because Buddha will take care of it.
It's usually used in a kind of negative sense, isn't it, though? 他力本願。
Yes. So, but you can kind of trace it back and see.
Yes,
I guess.
But I was really impressed to learn the original meaning. I didn't know it had that kind of meaning.
Yes.
そう。面白いですよね。
とっても面白いです。And that's one of the best things about this series is because even when you're talking in Japanese or you have Japanese friends, a lot of the time it may be hard to get talking topics, things to talk about.
Yes.
And things that leave a lasting impression. You can talk about baseball, of course, and the Tokyo Giants. But this is nice. It's so cultural.
Yes, cultural, isn't it?
And if you're at a party and you're speaking to a Japanese person and you tell them this, you can bet the next day they're going to be like, do you know I was at a party and I was talking to this foreigner and... or are they going to go home and check Wikipedia?
Yes.
Powerful stuff.
So, I think so. We're not really aware of these, you know, original meanings. It's fun.
Very fun.
Hi.
Now, let's take a look at the usage.
It can be used as a na adjective. Again, 他力本願な人.
A person who relies on others. And as Sakura-san said, it kind of indicates someone's attitude like they don't really make any effort and it's a bit negative.
そうですね。
Let's take a look at the sample sentences. I think hearing these sample sentences will really help to understand the context and meaning of this phrase.
毎朝友達に電話で起こしてもらっているのか。そんな他力本願はダメだぞ。
You're awakened every morning by your friend? You shouldn't really rely on others. Get an alarm clock. Do it yourself.
そうですね。
Next.
あなたは旅行の計画を全部私に任せて、他力本願よね。
You're always relying on others. You left the planning of the trip up to me and you didn't do anything. I think I'm a bit...
あ、そうなんですか?他力本願ですか?
かもしれません。I think so, yeah. Sakura-san, how about you?
ちゃんと I plan my own trip.I think.
Okay, and one more.
彼は人に頼ってばかりの他力本願な男だ。
He's always relying on others. So, I think I'm a little guilty of this one.
いやいやいやいや。
いや、そう
です。またまたまたまた。So you say.
Okay, again, stop by JapanesePod11.com. In the comments section, we really encourage everyone to try to use these.
Yes.
And if you use it and it's right, you'll be showered with affection. If not, somebody will help you and they'll correct it. So it's a really nice way to get things checked for free.
そうですね。
So stop by JapanesePod11.com and be sure to leave us a comment. That is going to do for today.
またね。